have the children's talk now. Children, would you like to come up the front? Ah, we've only got girls today. No boys. Well, you'll be in the front seats. You're going to help me with what I'm going to show you. I brought along some of my treasures today. Here's the first one. Can you tell me what that might be? A bell. How do you know it's a bell? It hasn't made a noise. The shape. Okay, you think it's got a donger inside? It has too. This is a bell that's been hanging around for a long, long time. And when Mr. Collins was sick and in bed quite a bit of the time, I used to take it up to his room. And if he needed me for something, donged. It was much stronger than his voice and I could hear it, and I would get along and see what he needed. Okay, here's another bell. Oh, this little fellow, I remember him very well when I was a little girl. It was on a wooden frame and it hung down from a hook and there was a donger beside it. What do you think that might have been used for? Any ideas? No, it worked. It was something that was run when dinner was ready. Because, well, we had a big house and my grandma and her brother lived with us and they were often in their rooms. And so it was my job to set the table, and then it was all set and ready, I donged the bell. Not with a pair of scissors though, not the donger. And then there's this one. This is a newer one someone gave me. A lovely little girl doll that sits on the windowsill. She's got a thing across her shoulders, I think you call that a yoke, and a bucket each side, which maybe was used for carrying water, or she might go out and pick the vegetables and put those in the buckets and bring them home. It's not something that I use, it's just sitting there as an ornament. But I think it's a very pretty little ornament, and I like her. And then there's this one. This is quite a good friend of mine. what do you think? Where would the bell be in there? In the bedroom? Well, it might belong to the clock. It's a clock, isn't it? Yes, and when I have the hour to make sure that I get somewhere on time, I set the alarm. And it goes like that. Think that will wake you up? That goes on in two hours. Okay. And the last one I've got is this very heavy one. You know what sort of bell that is? Cowbell, well you nearly right. It's actually a work bell. It's much heavier than a cowbell. And a long, long time ago, when my grandfather was young, he worked in a forest up north of Auckland where they hauled out big logs. And in those days, they didn't have bulldozers and trucks and things. They had bullocks. Some sort of bullock. Does anyone give me a dictionary definition of a bullock? Nobody else knows either, so that's good. Well, so that your bullock didn't get lost or so that he knew where he was, they would tie this around their necks. I don't know, a chain or a leather strap or something. It needed to be something pretty strong because it's a heavy bell and you could have a feel of it later if you want to. And do you want to hear what it makes a noise of? It's a good noise. That would wake anybody up, wouldn't it? Yeah. But when I thought about bells, I thought, well, they're all bells, aren't they? They're all different shapes and sizes, different colours. They're all made for a different purpose. It's a bit like people. God made us all different. And some, well, we're different shapes, different sizes, different ages. And sometimes our skin and our hair are different colours, but we're all people. And God loves each one of us just the same. And just like these bells, he made us all for a different purpose. And as you grow up, you will find, I hope, the right purpose that God has planned for your life. Some of you might be good at maths. Others might be good at writing things, writing letters, writing stories. Someone else might be good at music, enjoy music, learning an instrument. You learning an instrument? Not at the moment, but I hope you might for some time. Your sisters have got a bit of talent there, haven't they? Yes, and whatever it is that God is training us up for, that's good, because he's got this special plan for you in your life. And we aren't, well, we shouldn't be envious of what somebody else's gift is. We should just cherish the gift that God has given us. And I just pray that you will develop the gift that you've got and use it to help others and most of all to serve God when you grow up. Now we'll have the children's song.